Today, I will be telling you about the book called The Tiger Rising. First, while he was waiting for the bus, the main character, Rob, went wandering off into the woods near his bus stop, but he didn't expect to find what he saw. He found a tiger pacing back and forth in a cage. The tiger didn't even notice Rob. When he got in the bus, he saw Steve, a very odd-looking girl. Went all the way to school, Rob thought about Steve and the tiger. When he got to school, he drew the tiger that he saw in class when his teacher got a call telling her to send Rob to the office. So Rob went to the office, and the principal told Rob to stay away from school for a while because some parents think that a rash on his legs may be contagious. While lunch was going on, Rob found Sistine, the girl from the bus, in a fight with some bigger girls. Rob told them to stop picking on Sistine, and they chased him. So he ran faster than he thought he could. Rob went home and told his father that he had to stay home from school. Rob's dad said that he had to do some work around the motel they lived in while he was away from school. Rob told Sistine about the tiger, and she wanted to let it go. Buchamp, the man who owns the motel, saw Rob and told him that he had a tiger out in the woods, and that he would pay Rob $5 every time that he fed the tiger, which needed to be fed twice a day. Rob then got the keys to the tiger cage. Rob showed Sistine the keys, and they let the tiger go. Willie May, someone who works at the motel, told Rob's dad that Rob found a tiger, so he shot it. Rob then got mad because his dad shot the tiger, and then the book ended with Rob and his dad eating horribly cooked macaroni.